One of the most memorable Super Bowl ads this year came from Google, celebrating Black History Month by showing how many of the world's most searched people are black people. It showed black history isn't about the past.
Welcome to the very first National Oprah Winfrey Show!
The future of Black History Month will soon be in the hands of Tatiana Walker and Christian Johnson, two history majors of color at Illinois State University. They want to teach history after graduation. WGLT student reporter Tiffany Jackson asks what they learned when they were kids about black history.
I had to actually take a African-American history course to actually learn. It was never really in my history courses. And when it was told from a victor's perspective, in the sense that America did what was necessary. So knowing that I know now, it was not good history, if you ask me.
For me, I don't even remember it being taught, really. We talk about slavery and things of that nature, but we didn't really cover it like I think we should have, so.
So how much of Black History Month is about what happened since the 20th century? And do you think there should be an evolution of what's being taught for the new generations?
I do think there needs to be a transition. Talk more progressive in the things, the positive things that were also done in history. I think that gets overlooked. Persevering through slavery was also positive, but we also have people that have created different inventions that we don't talk about as much. So I think as we move forward, I think we should talk more about the inventions and the other things that were created. I think that would be motivating for the students coming up.
For me, I think there just needs to be more incorporation. I think it's not limited to just slavery and civil rights. And so I think when we're talking about black history, it needs to be incorporated throughout and not just limited to slavery and civil rights. I think students kind of tune out when it doesn't relate to them. And so it just needs to be incorporated more, if that makes sense.
Some people have mentioned the patterns of historical figures like Martin Luther King or Rosa Parks being the faces of black history, and how other figures like Malcolm X or Huey Newton tend to have bad connotations associated with them. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about that? And do you think that correlates with the idea of censorship, or is it simply the others had a better light?
I think the others had a better light pertaining to white culture. So white culture, if they are in control of the media, they're going to put different people in different lights. Some people will see Martin Luther King as more conforming to society, and you can see Malcolm X as trying to get out of society. So it makes sense why one has a positive light and one doesn't. But I think we do need to change how we look at figures like Malcolm X, because he was a big reason of why we are here today. He might not have the message of conforming or coming together with the white community, but he put something in us that was positive, and I think we should praise him a little bit more.
Tati, what do you think about that?
I think that when we're talking about these different figures, we need to keep in mind something that we're always taught in university is historical empathy. So understanding the figure for its time and what was going on in that time. There's figures like A. Philip Randolph and Bayard Rustin and just SNCC and the NAACP and all these different movements, or not movements, but organizations and figures that I feel like are important that I didn't learn about in high school or in middle school, really. And so I feel like those are the kind of things that need to be covered when we're talking about the civil rights movement or just black history.
When you all become teachers, what will you include when it comes to teaching about Black History Month? I'm sure wherever you work, there will be some things that are required for you to teach, but what will you sort of throw in there to ensure that all aspects of it is covered to the fullest?
So for me, I think longer lessons. Like, it's so much in Black history that we can actually break down. So I will actually try to do more trivia, you know, try to challenge the kids. So if they don't know someone, they can go look them up. You know, that's the goal. So, yeah, those are ways that I would incorporate it in my class.
Tati?
For me, I think I wouldn't limit it to just 1 month. I would, like you were saying, longer lessons. But I think for my curriculum, I would include it throughout history, because it is throughout history. It is not just 1 month. And I would really just want my students to understand how diverse our history is. So I would try to include that throughout.
How do you think social media has played a role in what's being learned about Black history today?
From what I see, I see us using social media actually shine a light on different figures that don't get enough attention. And social media can also be used as a debate, and it can open people's minds to different perspectives. Yeah, someone might say something that's crazy or that's not out of the norm, but it can open up different dialogues. So I think social media can be used well for Black History Month, or just talking about different figures in African American history.
Going off that, I agree. I don't think that social media is a negative, but I think it's important that we're not limiting our knowledge to just social media. When we see something on social media, that you should be intrigued and you should want to look further into it. So I think social media is a great platform, but it definitely, when you're looking at it, you need to expand on it.
What role does the Black Lives Matter group play in the topic of Black history today? Do you see their presence becoming worth mentioning as the subject is taught in the future?
I say 100%, because the killings of African-American children by police was a very big epidemic, and it's probably still going on. It's going on today still, but I think the Black Lives Matter brought shone a light on it that we needed. That was something that was occurring. So for in my classes, I would definitely talk about them during the, and when I'm talking about African American, I'll talk about them in a sociology class too. You know, so I would definitely talk about Black Lives Matter because they shined a light on a very important issue.
Yeah, I would definitely talk about Black Lives Matter. It's important, but I would also talk about political engagement. And I think that's, you know, a way for students to see like how people got involved and did something for what they believed in, and they stood up for something that was important to them. But I would want my students to understand like policy ends. I think when we're dealing with these issues, we need policy set in place to combat these issues that we're facing. And so I would really want to stress that to my students.
How can we do a better job of teaching kids about these major Black history figures? How do we capture the nuance, humanity, and flaws of who they were overall?
I think a better way to look at these historians is look at the issues that they were involved in. Rosa Parks, for example, why did she get on the bus? You know, instead of just saying she was the person that got on the bus and got arrested. You know, so I would break them down and tell their story so it shows a level of relevance and just not me throwing facts at you, but why this connects to you and why this historian connects to you.
There has to be, when we teach about Rosa Parks, we need to understand, you know, the organization that she stood with or that helped implement what she did. There's so much more to it, and it, like you said, it shouldn't just be about teaching facts, for sure.
When it comes to the information that is included in the textbook that we learned from today, some people have questioned the validity. It's been a lot of controversy about what's true, what's false, and what's missing. Do you believe that teachers should have some type of input when it comes to what they're required to teach through that textbook?
You can't just teach from a textbook. There's so much more to cover. And, you know, it's kind of like, what are your students going to be interested in? What's going to really, you know, engage them in learning about history? And when you just teach from a textbook, you are just teaching facts. And, okay, you need to know this, and you need to know this movement. You need to know this organization. And it's not nearly enough.
For me, I just read a book called Lies My Teachers yep. Told Me, and where he literally dissected books and like saw where like heroism, where basically the history basically told from the victor's point of view, you know, saying we had to do what we had to do. So I would question the validity of a textbook, but the first thing you have to do is study the authors who created the textbook, because that would tell you their interpretations and their perspectives. So like my partner said, you use the textbooks as starting points, like she said. So you can take important things from these textbooks, but it shouldn't be your total things, because at the end of the day, it's just those historians' point of view. They put their interpretation of facts on it. So yes, I would challenge every textbook I have.
Yeah. So when we're teaching history, it's common to teach the master narrative, and heroification is something that he talked about, where we're taking these figures and we're taking the humanity out of them and we're making them heroes, and we're not understanding that they are people, and it's much more complicated and complex. So I think it's important to definitely not stick to just the textbook.
Why do you all believe teaching Black history is still relevant today?
I think it's relevant today because we struggle with some of the same problems. It puts like a different type of confidence in you. when you learn about these people that, that went through struggles that's way worse than what we're going through today, that it shows you that we can persevere and we have the power if we all come together to make change. So for me, seeing my ancestors go through slavery, I have a confidence in me that I can get through any struggle as long as I keep fighting and, you know, keep getting the help that I need. So for me, I think I want to uplift my students with the African American history.
That's Illinois State University history education majors Christian Johnson and Tatiana Walker speaking with WGLT student reporter Tiffany Jackson about Black History Month.